Turning our attention now to the ASX, here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by mineral explorer Rincon Resources, ASX code RCR. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now by the Managing Director of Rincon, Gary Harvey. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so Rincon is working three projects, South Telfer near Marble Bar, where it's chasing copper gold, another gold play near Laverton, and its iron oxide copper gold project west of Runter, east of Newman, where the search is also on for the next big carbonatite-hosted niobium and rare earths discovery. The region was put on the map recently by WA1 Resources after its stunning niobium rare earths discovery that caused that company's stock to spike from, believe it or not, 18 cents to about $18 in the last year and a half. Okay, Gary, Rincon has just completed a gravity survey over west of Runter that's thrown up several targets, one of which looks suspiciously similar to WA1 Resources' gravity survey that led to that discovery. What are the similarities? How do you compare them?
Yeah, look, I think the first way to compare these, Matt, is the amplitude of that anomaly. So this is a 5 milligal amplitude. Now that's pretty high and very about the same as Looney. The other thing is the actual lateral extent of the signature. So this, our anomaly is about 3 kilometres long. Looney was just a little bit over 3, maybe 4. And also the width, we've got a very similar width. But you look, this is a bullseye anomaly and, you know, I think personally it's carbonatite and I really look forward to drilling it.
The market went wild over that WA1 Resources niobium and rare earths discovery. That company's now worth about $1 billion. What were their best drill results? Do you have them off the top of your head?
Yeah, look, 41 metres at 2.4% niobium pentoxide. That was from 43 metres depth. 18 metres at 2.2%. Niobium pentoxide from 90 metres. The list goes on. If we can at least emulate or repeat one of those types of intersections on this target, we should be off to the moon as well.
How far from WA1 Resources is your project?
Well, we're about 84 k's south at WA1, but the key factor in terms of their likeness is, one, the target type, two, the structural setting. We have the same at OER.
Are you seeing any of the more lucrative magnet-style rare earths up there that are suitable for electric vehicles?
Yeah, look, we haven't drilled anything specifically, but we do have rock chips that have returned rare earth anomalism with the percentages of those magnetic rare earth ratios within the overall rare earth amount up around that 22 to 24% mark. So that's similar and if not equal to most of these enriched rare earth deposits.
I see you're getting some individual copper results up there going over 7% too. So, and I can see your stock doubled in the last week or so. So you must be doing something right. Gary Harvey from Rincon Resources, thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney, and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company interviews, go to the Money page on the 6PR, 2GB, 3AW and 4BC websites and click the Public Companies tab.